A former health policy advisor to the Obama administration is apologizing for saying a lack of transparency and the stupidity of the American voter were really, really critical to getting the Affordable Care Act passed.
I behave badly, and I'll have to live with that. But my own inexcusable arrogance is not a flaw in the Affordable Care Act.
That's MIT economist Jonathan Gruber testifying before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee today about those comments, which were caught on tape. Gruber is sometimes called an architect of the health care law. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley has been following this, and he's with us now. Scott, let's listen to another clip from today's hearing. This is Daryl Issa, the chairman of the committee, and let's remember he's been very critical of the Obama administration on things like Benghazi and the IRS scandal. This is him grilling Gruber today.
Are you stupid?
I don't think so, no.
Does MIT employ stupid people?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so you're a smart man who said some, as the ranking member said, some really stupid things, and you said the same. Is that correct?
The comments I made were really inexcusable.
Scott, tell us more about what they were trying to do at this hearing.
Well, what the Republicans were trying to do was to say, look, Jonathan Gruber is not a stupid man. He was telling the truth. And it's the old D.C. gaffe. That is, when you say out loud the things that savvier politicians are usually too careful to say in public, or at least when there's a video camera rolling. The Democrats on the committee and the Democrats at the White House, on the other hand, are trying to say, no, this is just an economist who is very smart with numbers, but who is wading into territory he had no business talking about, in particular, suggesting that somehow the American people were duped into passing Obamacare. The Democrats, again, both on the Hill and in the White House, want to say, look, this was a law that was debated for more than a year. Every aspect of it was fully aired out in public.
Well, let's listen to another bit of a heated exchange that Gruber had with another Republican on the committee. This is Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio.
Do you deny making these statements, Mr. Gruber, even though you don't recall them? Do you deny calling Obamacare a tax?
If you're reading my actual quotes, then I don't deny it.
I am reading your actual quotes.
Then I don't deny it.
Okay, so you're not here to recant it or to deny it.
I'm here to explain that a number of those comments were made in a tone of expertise that I don't have when I was talking about political.
Mr. Gruber, do you know what a tax is? I mean, you do have, you know, expertise in economics. Do you know what a tax is?
Yes.
Okay. So you would not deny today that in these statements that you made that Obamacare is a tax, would you?
And they went back and forth for a while on this. But, yeah, Scott,
you get a little flavor of the sort of cat and mouse nature of this hearing in that.
Yeah, and what's there. He talking about there? What's that all about?
Well, John Gruber talked on the videotape about a number of taxes that were colorfully characterized during the Obamacare debate. For example, the tax on Cadillac health insurance plans. That was characterized as a tax on the insurer. He said, as an economist, we all know that a tax on the insurance company ultimately gets passed along to the ratepayers. There's also the tax within Obamacare for people who don't have health insurance,
right.
a penalty for people who don't carry individual insurance. That's the so-called individual mandate. The administration never liked to call that a tax until the Supreme Court said, well, the only reason the government's allowed to have that is if it's a tax. And then the administration said, okay, well, a tax is okay. Those are sort of technical things about how we can all agree on what's happening in substance. And there were some sort of technical disputes. The bigger thing that John Gruber said is that Obamacare is a system that takes money from healthy people, especially younger healthy people, and the beneficiaries of that are sicker people, often older, sicker people. Now, supporters will say, look, that's the way insurance works, and everybody runs the risk of being sicker and older at some point. But what Gruber said was, had it been characterized that way during the debate, it would have been a much tougher political sell.
I want to listen to one more piece of tape from the hearing, and this is from a Democrat, Elijah Cummings, who called the comments from Gruber irresponsible, disrespectful, and insulting. But he also said this about the hearing.
This may be good political theater, but it will not help a single American get health insurance. It will not help a single person get well. It will not help a single person get the care that they need.
Scott, was this just political theater, or is there a real chance that the ACA gets repealed or something like it with the new Congress?
I don't think there's a serious chance that that the Republicans will have a veto-proof majority to repeal the ACA. I'm not even sure this was particularly good political theater, although it was certainly political theater.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley on today's hearing in the House in the Oversight and Government Reform Committee on the health care law, and this man, Jonathan Gruber, who people call an architect of that law. Scott, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.